And I said, I got them hogs out. He said, get them out of this lot. The old sow rooted up, you know, and ended out in the summer, and it'd come a rain, and these kookaburras just come up in the double. I didn't know you could even poison them. I'd heard that. But he said, you'd have kookaburras for poison. Now he said, I'll tell you what to do for them hogs. I said, you can do it as good as I can. He said, you get you some Esalen salts. And he said, take a big spoon. And he said, you get that hog's mouth open. He said, you take that big spoon, stick her back in there just as far as you can stick it, and then turn the spoon over. He said, they won't put it back. He said, that works on their kidneys. And he said, that's the only way you can get that poison out of them. I kept them out there in the barn 2 or 3 days, and they finally got to they could get up. But when I'd pour that, I'd give them that 2 or 3 times a day, and boy, they just lay there, you know, and the piss would just pour from them. I was working on their kidneys and got that poison out of them. That's what he said. The only way you can do it is through their kidneys.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. When you feed the hogs, what did you? If you had an old bucket that got kind of black on the bottom, and you might use that to feed the hogs?
Well, that'd be called your slop bucket, you know. Get the biggest, best thing you can do is to get these here 5 gallon paint cans. They made the best for big to haul carry a whole lot in. And then you had trolls, you know. You could make trolls and make them like that, you know, and then stop up both ends and pour that slop in them. Them trolls. But you could make your slop. People would get bran and this tankage and other stuff and mix it all up together, you know, and let it sour. Make slop for them.
What is that tankage? Now you mentioned it had all kinds of stuff. Did it have the consistency? Was it more of a liquid, or was it all?
It was a meal.
Meal.
Mm-hmm. It was made out of bones and things like that, and just refuse stuff from the packing house. There wasn't much refuse stuff. I went down there one time and took some hogs, and there was a nigger out there running them in the chute. I was helping him, and I said, "What do you do with the waste on these hogs?" He said, "What?" I said, "What do you do with the waste?" I said, "We have to make way of the guts and all the hair and all like that." He said, "Captain," he said, "there ain't no nothing lost here." He said, "There ain't nothing lost but the squeal," and said, "We're trying to save it." They put that hair into something, you know. I don't know what to do with that. There's some fellas down there on Boyd's Creek went down there and got big truckload of that hair and took it upon another heavy knob, you know, bought it. Improve his land. And now the doctor of the vet told me this is safe. He lived down there. Said this cattle got to die. This fellow's cattle got to die. And he said they got him up there. The doctor said he couldn't find what was the matter with him. Said there's one dead, and said they cut it open to see what was the matter with it, and they was eating that hog hair.
Oh.
Stopping them just killing. And he just went and got it by truckloads, you know, and thought it would, you know, rich in his land. Killed his hogs.
I see, yeah.
Our cattle. Killed his cattle.
Them all up with that
stuff, yeah. That hair and your stuff.
What kinds of things did you have for cooking? What kinds of utensils, pots and pans and things?
Skillets, iron skillets. Big old skittles and hold a gallon or two.
How about a thing for
bacon? Lid on them. Had places in the kitchen there, in the fireplace. Had a rod across there. Had them kettles just fixed and hang them on a hook and hang them right over the fire if you didn't want to cook them on the stove. Just cook them over the open fire, these little big iron kettles. They some look like that, sure, yeah.
Did you have something like a skillet with legs on it that you'd put down in the fireplace?
I love it. I mean, above, and that's what people had put there and put in on the coals, you know. It had three or four legs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lid to go over it, and people would bake their potatoes. Anything they wanted to on that, it just sit here over the coals.
Did it have a handle on it too?
It had little handles like a washing kettle, you know, on each side to stick your fingers in. If you ever stick tongs, they had tongs, you know, you didn't have to take your finger, and they had tongs that just went in there, you know, and got them, and you could set them anywhere you wanted to. And then the lid, it had a handle on the top of it. It got hot, you could take a rag or something, you know, and take that out.